North Korea. Sorry, that's the end of the prayers. North Korea. For the 12th consecutive year, this is the place where Christian persecution is the most extreme. The godlike worship of the leader Kim Jong-un and his predecessors leaves no room for any other religion, and Christians face unimaginable pressure in every sphere of life. Forced to meet only in secret, they dare not share their faith, even with their families, for fear of imprisonment in labour camps. Anyone discovered engaging in clandestine religious activity may be subject to arrest, arbitrary detention, disappearance, torture, even public execution. So Christians face the highest imaginable pressure there, because every entity the government is not able to control will be eradicated. So underground churches remain as secret as possible. All defectors consistently testify that one would certainly be persecuted for practicing religion on a personal level. Police hunt down North Koreans who convert to Christianity while in China, or try to bring Christian literature into the country. Refugees repatriated from China are reported to be particularly vulnerable, as the at-risk of arrest is high. Religion is viewed as a means of foreign encroachment, and it's believed that it would inflict harm on North Korea's social disciplines. Consequently, in its social stratification system called Songbun, all Christians are classified as hostile and even considered to be a separate subclass. Christians whose faith is discovered are sent to political labour camps from which release is not possible. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for the 50,000 to 70,000 Christians imprisoned in labour camps. Father, please sustain them. Please see them through this unimaginable suffering. Please let them know that you are with them. And Father, would you please change the heart of the rulers and leaders in that nation? Please reform that country. And we pray for protection for co-workers and contacts providing relief and shelter for Christian refugees in China. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.